Welcome to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. Jonathan Snyder from The Lollygags has joined me in the studio today, and he'll start off the live acoustic set with his song, Don't Ask Why.
I swipe right, and we've got a match. You seem bright, you're quite a catch. I swear I'm not creepy like all those other guys. I've been to college, I'm oh so very wise. My conversation skills refined, my palate's known the finest wine. Let me take you out to dine. The worst that could happen is you won't have a good time. But I got a feeling about this, don't ask why. I show up just a little late. Not a great start to our first of many dates. I blame traffic, but that's a load of crap. I overslept through a tryptophan fueled nap. I can tell right away that you're not impressed. I compliment you on your stylish dress and crack a few jokes at my own expense, and we're back to square one, which is you sitting on the proverbial fence. But I got a feeling about this, don't ask why. I got a feeling the odds we will defy. Sit at the bar and wait for our table. Don't you think that the host looks a lot like Clark Gable? You ask who that is, I say he was a big star. Your knowledge of film history clearly subpar, but I'll let it slide just this time. I'll let it slide, 'cause I got a feeling about this, don't ask why. They finally seat us in a romantic booth. You finally notice my copper tooth. You say it's weird, so's my leisure suit. I say it's vintage, just like my snakeskin boots. We proceed to make awkward chit chat. You tell me about your neighbor's cat. You seem bored by the story about the cool hat that I won at the Hamburger Shack. 'Cause I had a feeling about this, don't ask why. Let's forego the pleasantries and say goodbye. I wish I could at least get the tab, but my wallet was left in a taxi cab. You pick up the check and let out a groan. As we wait for change, we get out our phones and get back on the app. Start from scratch with another match. 'Cause I got a feeling the next one will be. I got a feeling the next one will be another one just like you.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience. We just heard Don't Ask Why, performed by The Lollygags, or I should say A Lollygag, Jonathan Snyder is in the studio. How's it going?
Me.
Yay.
How's it going? Thank you. Yes, performed by A Lollygag. I'm actually not the lollygag who wrote that song.
Really?
It was written by Rick.
He's a newer member, right?
Rick's been around about 2 years or so.
Nice.
It's the first song, though, song contributed by someone else.
Oh, right. First song that you haven't written.
Yeah, exactly.
For the band.
Nice little break there.
Yeah. And how is it? So Rick is like the only other current member kind of in the band.
Yeah, you know, we've had like a bit of a rotating cast of characters in their time, but we got some guys who've, you know, kind of stepped up and helped us out. It's been me and Rick kind of finishing these two songs that we just put out, this digital 7-inch, but we've had a bunch of people kind of help out. Our old drummer Mike, who played on those, and our buddy Peter, who's going to do some shows with us coming up and stuff, and whoever
so
wants
still
to show
in touch.
Up and play guitar, we're happy to do that, you know.
Awesome. And they're still like in touch with you, and you still do stuff with like older members, or how is it like to be in such a fluctuating
50-50?
Really? Okay, nice.
Yeah.
And does that make recording a little bit interesting, like considering you have so many different members in and out of the group?
Well, it can vary, you know, because we've, you know, in the past been kind of had people who'd been doing it for a while before we went into the studio. Also, you know, have a large network, as I'm sure you've guessed by now, of people we can call upon when we need to be like, hey, I need you in the studio.
And then they'll just like record the drums for you.
Yeah, we're a bit like the Avengers sometimes.
That's cool. So you'll just like write the music and then they'll come and just
yeah, something like that, you know, musicians learn.
Interesting. And so how... Like, considering all of the different aspects of the band, like, all the different people that are in the band and all that, how, like, what do you keep consistent within your music? Or what have you kept consistent throughout EPs and, like, songs and stuff?
Great songs.
Great song.
Good songs.
Good quality.
Songs people want to hear. Catchy stuff. And, you know, I think it all kind of goes back to the, I guess, what's it kind of at the Lollygag's core? Good songs. Good catchy tunes that, you want to listen to, kind of get stuck in your head a little bit. I hope so, at least.
Yeah. And there's some humor in there, too. That's kind of a common theme throughout
your
songs.
Yeah, you know, like to, I can't take this too seriously. It's rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
It's good, loud guitars and stuff. So, like to have a bit of a sense of humor to it, you know. And we're very influenced by a lot of comedy and stuff as well. But, yeah, sense of humor, you can still take it seriously, I like to say.
Yeah. Nice. And the last song you performed, like, I guess the comedy came through in the lyrics. Like, they're very interesting lyrics.
Yeah, it was written by the one guy in the band who had actually never used one of those dating app things.
So it was just theoretical.
Well, he'd heard me and other friends of his
talking about it.
Yeah, he's married.
Really?
He got out of the scene before I think those things were even a thing. But yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny, but it's also kind of got a bit of a slice of life to it, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just straight up Weird Al, although we, of course, love Weird Al.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, let's say it wouldn't be funny if it wasn't also a little true.
Hmm.
Kind of like I've always liked the lyrics of somebody like Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse or John Prine. You know, they kind of make you chuckle. Then you're like, oh, man, ain't that the truth?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I love Modest Mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But so Rick was the one who wrote this song, and I don't know. I couldn't really tell other than the fact that you told me right now, but it seemed very similar to your writing.
Would it fit in great. You know, that's I thought it was a great, clever tune. I heard it and rocked and everything and really kind of sounded like a Lollygag song. So, of course, we can. The reason there hadn't been any other songs before now is that either nobody had any or nobody had any good ones. Nobody else had any or nobody else had
really?
Any good ones. So,
really?
Yeah, that was it. I was always open to it. But yeah, he came along with this one and was like, yeah, let's get that down.
How did he decide to write about a dating app, considering he's married and everything?
I don't know. I think he just, I do know. He kind of just heard me talking about it, like I said, and friends of ours and everything. And funny stories, some we can't repeat on air, some ending better than others. And just wanted to get in on this cultural phenomenon, I guess.
Nice.
Crazy that. He's at work right now. We can call him and ask.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that later.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we should get back to the music right now.
Oh, let's.
And we have two songs coming up right now, two acoustic live versions of the Lollygag song. The first one is Maum Meditation, which has a very interesting backstory. And the next one is Drown. Take it away.
Here's Maum Meditation. Maum Meditation.
vacation. I'm doing it now. Let me show you how. Our helpers are here. Tell them all your fears. Let us borrow your dreams. No matter how we seem, sit back as we sneak into your mind. No shame. Like we would ever lie. Get the most out of this life, but first you must die. Then you'll feel so alive. Mount meditation, a slight deviation of what you thought it would be. Straight from the yellow sea, we'll be here all night to lead you into the light. It's because you to show you the way. Sit back as we sneak into your brain. Remove all it is that brings you pain. We only wanna be a friend. Let us show you how it feels to be born again. You'll be one of us then. Mount meditation, a slight deviation of what you thought it would be. Stepping from the rain, giving and drowning the weight on down and let it drain. Say no more, there's no need to explain. You know I would, only if I could. Let it all drown long ago. My hands all I have to show. Never even got my chance to throw. 2 feet from my destiny, I can smell what's supposed to be. Oh, how I've waited for this day. Let's try again. Still no pass. How much longer do I have to wait? Folks have carried so much more, beaten by much bigger scores. I don't care, this was big to me. Did not think you'd understand. Did not think you'd lend a hand. One of these days, you're gonna say, give an end, drown, or the weight on down and let it drain. Dry your feet and step in from the rain. Give an end, drown, or the weight on down and let it drain. Say no more, there's no need to explain. And step in from the rain. Give an end, drown of the weight on down and let it drain. Say no more, there's no need to explain. Give an end, drown of the weight on down and let it drain. Dry your feet and step in from the rain.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room. Visit theblastingroom.com for more information on the recording, mixing, and mastering services. We just heard acoustic versions of Mao Meditation and Drown, performed by Jonathan Snyder of the Lollygags. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, thank you for allowing me to do that.
Yes, no problem.
Today.
Yeah. And Mao Meditation was the first song we heard, and it has a very interesting backstory involving a death cult.
I may have been exaggerating the
element
of the cult. There was
a
cult.
Death
cult.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real generalized
How
term.
Did that song come to be?
What's a death cult anyways?
You That's know? A good question.
Yeah. Well, so it was kind of interesting. I was you know, getting to know my neighborhood, and I noticed there was a meditation center behind an Arby's in this really weird looking building. And I was like, well, that's kind of neat, a meditation center in my building. I like to think I'm an open-minded guy in my building, in my neighborhood. I'm an open-minded guy, likes checking out new things. I saw they had an open house. I'm like, all right, cool, come check this out. So I get there, and they were all from Korea. And they were very friendly, but yeah, it didn't strike me like a normal meditation center should be, or what I knew about that kind of mindfulness.
Yeah.
So I went home, did a quick little internet research thing on it, and yeah, turns out it wasn't really a meditation center.
That's crazy.
It was actually a cult out of South Korea called Mao Meditation.
And you figured that out after you'd already gone to the event?
After the fact, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, no, they did not recruit me. I'm not working at one of their centers, as you might be able to tell. I'm here talking to you about that. Yeah, just kind of...
What were you thinking when you were there? Did you, like, get a weird vibe immediately when you walked in?
Well, at first, it was just, like, kind of a stopped in. And they said, like, we have a free... All right, we're going deep here, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, there were two encounters. So first time I went in, they're just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is an open house. Come back. We do, like, a free session. Oh, guided meditation. That's a thing. Mm-hmm. So I go back for my free guided meditation. And that's when I was like, whoa, wait, this isn't how it, I think this is supposed to go. And I noticed stuff on the wall, you know, things like that. And so I kind of Googled some of that, right, like in my car after I left. And it was like, first thing that came up was like, oh, yeah, this is a cult. And so.
Well, at least you found out.
I wonder if they're up here in Fort Collins.
I don't know. I wonder if
they have an office here.
Wow. I'm not going.
No, I'm not going to go. A club here on campus. You guys, if they do, you guys have definitely taken the better extracurricular activity.
Yeah, with the radio station, I agree.
Yeah, well done. Yes,
thanks. You do with the band.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and as a main like songwriter of the group, how did you decide to write a song about that experience? Like, what point during that whole encounter did you decide, oh, I need to write a song about this?
Oh, it was like, I don't even think the idea of writing a song about it came to like a year after.
Really?
Just kind of thinking about it and then just kind of strumming along my guitar on the couch. Meditation. Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff rhymes with meditation.
True.
You know, so why not? As you believe, you'd probably be shocked to know. But that's kind of how I write tunes more. I've never been really like in the moment, you know, something devastating happens and I feel a need to go write a song about it or something. It's usually after reflecting on something for a while, or after kind of the experience has sat in and I kind of have some perspective on it a little bit more. It's weird because I tend to write about, you know, I don't want to say darker, but, you know, not always the happiest stuff, but or stuff like that meditation or that song Drown about just kind of giving in to your most vulnerable, you know, that sort of thing. But I got to be in a really good mood to write about
that. That's interesting. Because you guys have like a funny, like humorous vibe.
Yeah, so, you know, I like to put that on it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you gotta,
is that like a way of masking the darkness a little bit? Or is that just because you guys like comedy?
Oh my God, Mia, you're tearing deep in soul here. Yes, it's deep down inside. No, it's just, God, you know, the older I get and stuff, it's just like, God, you got to laugh at all of this, you know, and laugh at ourselves, whatever this is we're doing here. Life is just so intense and filled with so many weird, dark things. A lot of good stuff, too, happens. But it's just like, if you're not able to laugh at it or, you know, take some sort of approach,
and
you're
going
to have a very hard time here. Laugh at yourself sometimes.
That's interesting.
Thinking a meditation center behind an Arby's was gonna bring me enlightenment.
I know the Arby's is like key in that. I don't know, it just makes it much more funny.
The fact that it was near an Arby's.
Because that just makes it so much more sketchy.
I don't think it would have been as funny if it was behind like McDonald's or something. Yeah, you know? Something about the Arby's really lends itself.
I don't know why.
That's definitely the best pun of all the or best punchline, shall I say, of all the fast food places.
Yeah. Sure.
Hey, if you're listening to Arby's, give us some roast beef sandwiches and curly fries.
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Okay, so and like you just like kind of process your life and then turn that into a song. It's not like in the moment specifically.
My entire life.
Your entire
one
life.
Song. Now, yeah, I don't really do well in the moment with those things. Yeah, I kind of like to go back and think about it a little bit, or it's been on my mind for a while, and let the song kind of percolate. That's one of the reasons I think the name The Lollygags has been so relevant, is like a lot of the times when I'd start writing a song, they usually start like a year before it was finished, just kind of have an idea and then think about it for a while and then come back to it or something, or just didn't feel like writing for a while. A lot of good stuff on TV now, you know, so what are you gonna do?
True.
But something like that. So yeah, they kind of, songs kind of take their time, I guess, a little bit. I've always been more of a crank out a few really kind of good thought out ones as opposed to those like song a day type guys.
Yeah, song a day, that sounds very intense.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And you have released, like your band, The Lollygags, have released like quite a few EPs, and I was just wondering maybe like how long it takes to write songs and how much you have to process them is a factor, but do you think you would ever like make a more cohesive like album or like a concept album or something like that? Or is that not really?
You know, it's just so hard to make like an album these days that's going to be like, 10 songs plus. Just one, you know, with a lot of indie bands, obviously time and money is kind of very limited. And you got to be careful how we use that. On top of which, just having those like 10 to 12 songs that are all going to go great together in an album, which is doable. And I think, you know, it's possible we could maybe do that sometime. But just having those is kind of hard. It's kind of hard to get all those together and everything. It's just like, if for now, you know, we only got a couple songs, let's put them out. In this case, you know, we just kind of had these two done and originally wanted to do an actual physical 7-inch vinyl, but
oh right,
yeah, that's quite expensive, so we just called it a digital 7-inch, two songs, you know.
Yeah, and I'd imagine it'd be hard to like get a whole concept in an album, considering like you write songs that like from a year ago or something, and they're not like all happening at the same time. Like that would be kind of hard.
Yeah, that would be it for this band in particular. I think it's a little tricky. I'm not opposed to it. That sounds like a challenge to me. We're gonna have to do that sometime. But I don't know. Maybe one day. You know, I like to keep putting stuff out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think. And you're gonna play a new song next, right?
Yeah. Gonna try a brand new one here for you.
That has not been recorded.
No, hasn't been recorded yet. We hope to record it.
Yes, and that is called Grand Constellation, and we'll be listening to that right about now, and it's by the Lollygags.
This is our song, please sing along, no need to be in pitch. Why be perfect when we know nothing ever is? We've been left to us in a will with relatives we've never met and wish we hadn't still. Forget it all, we'll hit this wall full speed ahead. Break our nose, we'll break on through or wind up dead. The war is lost, we pay the costs every day. We trudge along and win battles along the way. This is our game, oh won't you play? Don't worry about the rules. We go all in with what we have and aren't afraid to lose. How you even gonna lose what you never had? Given just one quick touch, ripped right from our hands. Forget it all, we'll hit this wall full speed ahead. Break our nose, we'll break on through or wind up dead. The war is lost, we pay the costs every day. We trudge along and win battles along the way. The war is lost, we pay the costs every day. We trudge along and win battles along the way. The war is lost, we pay the costs every day. We trudge along and win battles along the way. New. Forget it all, we'll hit this wall full speed ahead. We'll break our nose, we'll break on through or wind up dead. The war is lost, we pay the costs every day. We trudge along and win battles along the way. We trudge along and win battles along the way.
Welcome back to the Local Lunch Hour. This episode is sponsored by The Blasting Room, which has been bringing recording services to Fort Collins since 1994. We just heard the new song Grand Constellation by Jonathan Snyder of the Lollygags. Thanks for playing that.
Oh, thank you again for letting me play
Thanks
that
for playing
here.
All the songs, actually.
Oh,
this
wow.
is towards the end of the show.
I'm happy to do that, for sure. Really cool to come up here and get to do this for you guys. And, doing something like this, you know, I lived in Fort Collins briefly a long time ago, tried to start a band and it didn't quite happen, so get to come back up here and actually, you know, celebrate music is always, it's really cool, and this is a great city.
I agree. And that new song, do you want to like explain a little bit, since nobody's ever really heard that, like the concept behind it and like the meaning a little
bit? Wow. Oh geez, I'm not sure if I even had that one time to sink in with that one. No, you know, it was just kind of thinking about you know, take in those kind of feelings we have of feeling down about the bigger picture, the things in life that we've already kind of been beaten by, about, you know, a lot of people of my generation, our generation, kind of realizing, oh man, not going to do as well as the previous generations.
Oh.
A lot of the wars have already been lost, and here's what we've been inherited with. But so hey, whatever, let's make the most of it. We're here, you know, yeah.
That wasn't a fear of mine until right now. Now I'm scared I'm not going to live up to my parents.
Yeah, oh, man. Let's take this back. Come on, pull back this thing. Take it happy. Make it happy again.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I should be thinking about that.
Yeah, I think we all should.
That's really deep. True. That's interesting. So, yeah. And that's not really part of an album. That's just like, you're going to be releasing more singles throughout the year.
Yeah, we're hoping to do some sort of an EP, maybe summertime or something like that. Get that one recorded maybe eventually, and have some other songs we're kind of just finishing up studio, do something with.
Nice. And do you have anything, like any upcoming shows or projects you want to let the Fort Collins community know about before we're done?
Geez. You know, we just did a show to celebrate their release of that digital 7-inch at the Oriental Theater. We don't have anything officially confirmed. We've applied to play at FOCO MX. We hope to find out soon. Either way, that's always a fun time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will be out and about.
We probably will.
Hanging out.
Not
there
sure yet.
And everything. So hope to come out here and looking to do some shows around Denver. Make it back to Fort Collins a bunch more, hopefully, too. It seems like you guys always have new rooms opening up and things like that. So.
Thanks for listening to The Local Lunch Hour. If you enjoyed this musical podcast, you can find more at kcsufm.com. Thank you, Jaunt, for this lovely outro music, and thank you for supporting College Radio.